Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the evening news. I am Matsina. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says youth of the nation has benefited a lot by space sector reforms. Ministry officials inspects PMKSY 2.0 projects in Nagaland. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia urges citizens to take part in outdoor sports on the occasion of National Sports Day. And Assembly Secretariat Complex and its adjoining areas declared as temporary red zone. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the youth of the nation has benefited a lot by the space sector reforms. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister said a lot is happening in the country which is strengthening the foundation of a developed Bharat. He said, on 23rd of this month, the countrymen celebrated the first National Space Day and celebrated the success of Chandrayaan 3. He said last year on this day, Chandrayaan 3 had made a successful landing on the southern part of the moon at the Shiv Shakti point. The Prime Minister said India became the first nation in the world to achieve this accomplishment. Modi also interacted with a team from space tech startup GalaxEye, which was launched by the alumni of IIT Madras. The Prime Minister said that the space ecosystem is becoming very vibrant. Speaking on the bond of love between human beings and animals, the Prime Minister spoke about a tiny village, Barekuri, in the Tinsukia district of Assam, where people belonging to the Moran community reside and share a deep bond with the Hulog gibbons. Modi urged people to take part in Catch the Rain movement and also in the Ek Per Maake Naam campaign. He requested countrymen to plant more and more trees. Modi said, in the next few days, the Paralympics will begin in Paris, and 140 crore Indians are cheering for the athletes and players of the country. The Prime Minister asked people to encourage the players with hashtag #CheerForBharat. Deputy Advisor Forestry SKM Guite, Research Investigator from Department of Land Resources, Ministry of Rural Development, New Delhi, Abid Hussain, and expert from Himothan Society, Dehradun, Vargish Bamola, visited Nagaland to monitor the implementation of Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana Watershed Development Component, PMKSY WDC 2.0 projects, and Springs Rejuvenation Works. The team, accompanied by officials of the State's Department of Land Resources, visited project locations at Kohima and Paran districts from August 22nd to 23rd. The visiting officials inspected springshed management work at Thizama village, which was implemented under PMKSYWDC 1.0. Head GB Thizama village, Nizele Zatsu, thanked the Ministry and Department of Land Resource for extending drinking water to around 200 households through Springs Rejuvenation Works at Thizama. The department informed that pipelines and water storage tanks were provided under JJM scheme by Public Health Engineering Department, Nagaland. The officials also visited percolation tanks, bench terraces, banana plantation and coffee plantations at Jadima, and coffee processing plant of Naga Tribal Coffee at Sesama. In Paran, the team visited Gaili Namdi village and Inbung village to monitor the implementation of springs rejuvenation works and natural resource management works under the project. The deputy advisor appreciated the community participation in watershed project implementation, economic benefits and employment avenues generated through the program, and hinted that more projects will be covered under PMKSY WDC 3.0. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has urged citizens to take part in any outdoor sports for at least 1 hour on the occasion of National Sports Day on 29th of this month. In a video message posted on social media, Dr. Mandavia said that people's involvement in outdoor sports will carry forward the Fit India movement. He also said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Khelega India, Tabhi to Khelega India will guide the nation towards sports. In view of the fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Superintendent of Police Kohima has declared the Assembly Secretariat Complex and its adjoining areas within aerial distance of 1 kilometer radius as temporary red zone. The order will be in effect from 5 p.m. tomorrow till 5 p.m. of 28th August. This news is a broadcast of Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The Western Chakasang Hoho has reaffirmed its dedication to serving the best interests of the community and working towards a brighter future for all Nagas. The Hoho, during its General Assembly conducted yesterday in Dimapur, deliberated on several key agendas at length and adopted several resolutions. The resolutions adopted by the Assembly aims to address pressing issues and promote the overall development of the community and Nagas at large. Tenizumi Students Union Kohima, TSUK, conducted its 29th General Session Camp Fresher Social 2024 yesterday at Baptist High Higher Secondary School, Kohima. Speaking as the guest speaker, Registrar Directorate of Agriculture, Vesuhu Dahuo, emphasized the importance of mindful living and maintaining a joyful being in every person's life, while highlighting the critical importance of punctuality. Commending the success of students in the HSLC and other examinations, including NPSC exams, he urged them to work harder to excel in life, set clear goals, and pursue them with commitment. Dahu also encouraged students to be obedient, uphold integrity, and remain rational as they navigate life in the state capital. He emphasized the importance of consistency, discipline, and politeness, noting that these traits, rooted in village culture, should be upheld. Presenting the statistical report, Kekruzo Kezo informed that 39 students cleared HSLC, 32 cleared HSSLC, while 7 cleared NPSC. A new team of TSUK for the tenure 2024-2025 will be led by Jokosa Dahuo as president, Behuto Kezo as vice president, Avone Suiho as general secretary. Union Minister Chirag Paswan was today re-elected as Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas President for 5 years. The decision was taken unanimously at the party National Executive Meeting in Ranchi. Chirag Paswan said, "The upcoming assembly elections in Haryana, Jammu Kashmir and Jharkhand were also discussed in the meeting." Paswan said that in Jharkhand, the party may contest the polls either with National Alliance partner BJP or on its own. Meanwhile, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas Nagaland State has congratulated the Union Minister for being re-elected National President of the party and further wished him a successful tenure. President and Vice President has extended greetings to all citizens and Indians living abroad on the eve of Janmashtami today. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said that this festival of joy inspires us to dedicate ourselves to the divine ideals of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Murmu highlighted that the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, is an eternal source of inspiration and enlightenment for all humanity. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Janmashtami is a day of profound spiritual significance that marks the birth of Lord Krishna, who embodies divine love, wisdom and righteousness. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo, in a social media post, wished a joyful and blessed Janmashtami to all who are celebrating. Ryo hoped that the auspicious occasion bring happiness and strengthen the unity and friendship we share. To end the news, the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says youth of the nation has benefited a lot by space sector reforms. Ministry officials inspect PMKSY 2.0 projects in Nagaland. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia urges citizens to take part in outdoor sports on the occasion of National Sports Day. And Assembly Secretariat Complex and its adjoining areas declared as temporary red zone. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.